Hey, pal, before we dive into today's episode, I just had to share with you some super exciting news that the Keto Success podcast has just hit 50,000 downloads. As a coach and solopreneur with no team doing edits or production or content or any additional support, I am so proud of this accomplishment and my commitment to consistently keep showing up. And that you showed up too. Every time you've hit play, downloaded, shared, subscribed, or left a review, you have given me such a gift that what I have to say is making an impact, that my voice matters, that this keto lifestyle is so much more than following a set of diet rules for weight loss, and that doing the deeper work towards healing ourselves, our body, and our relationship with food is the journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've officially recorded 70 episodes over the last 1.4 years, and it's still insane to me that so many of you are wandering around your corner of this world with me in your ears. Some of you have been here since the beginning, and some of you have recently found your way to the show, and together we're growing, we're learning, we're healing, we're evolving. Together, we're shifting the narrative and preconceived notions of what keto can be. We're rebelling against keto dieting and making the most magical keto lifestyles instead. We've done this together, and I just wanted to say thank you, and I am so, so grateful to have you here. Okay, let's start the show. Hey, pals, it's Stephanie. Welcome back to the Keto Success Podcast, a show dedicated to doing the deeper work to discover the keys to your keto success. Are you ready? Let's do this. The new year offers a natural moment to set goals and intentions. Whether you believe in creating a New Year's resolution or not, it's just that time of year we reflect on what we accomplished or perhaps didn't accomplish and reset ourselves for the year ahead. This is being recorded just a few weeks out in the middle of December, so it depends on when you're listening to this podcast, but I really wanted to speak into this topic as this year comes to a close and we start setting goals for the new year. And what we often do is set these big, lofty goals on our keto journey, like I want to lose X amount of pounds, or I want to reach a certain goal weight. So what I'd really love for us to take a look at is the difference between goals and intentions to create a better understanding of what we truly want to create for ourselves. So by definition, a goal describes what you want to do in the future. It focuses on external accomplishments and is generally something you can clearly check off a list. And alternatively, an intention describes how you want to feel. It focuses on your relationship with yourself and how you want to be or feel in the moment. Now, majority of us have been conditioned to believe that we should set goals for ourselves. And while there's nothing inherently wrong with that, it's likely that when we set goals, they come from a place of deep-rooted failure and shame and judgment. Most of the time, we'll blurt out a goal that we've failed to achieve in our past. Only this time, we innocently convince ourselves that we're going to reach it. This is my year. I'm going to make it happen. Or new year, new me, or new you. Or I'll just try harder this time. Even the most well thought out goals and extremely coherent objectives are often highly unlikely to be achieved. According to a study published by the University of Scranton, 92% of people who set New Year's goals never actually achieve them. And that statistic isn't meant to bum you out. It's just a way of inviting in compassion that you're not alone in your struggle and can emphasize that perhaps traditional goal setting isn't particularly effective in creating what it is you truly desire. And that's not to say we should throw away our goals, but if we can understand that goal setting is a process based in tomorrow, in the future, they're more task-oriented, and it can really leave you feeling empty inside because your focus is on checking the boxes without checking in with yourself. Setting goals can seem motivating, but they can also produce this feeling that what you currently have isn't enough. Who you currently are isn't enough. It can create this sense of unease over you if your goal-oriented life discounts all the good in the present moment. So it can really start to create these internal questions that arise like, am I going to fulfill my goal? Will I be successful? Will I be happy once I reach my goal? Should I set another one to keep that pressure on myself? Am I a failure if I don't reach it? We can spin repetitive narratives year after year or feel like we should set goals to be more strict or to try harder or create a sense of formality around what we want to achieve. But often this is how it plays out. We set goals that don't really matter to us in the sense of who we are as human beings, or we set goals that we've already quote unquote failed at before. Then we struggle to stick with them. And then we repeat that cycle over and over again, often for years, at every new year or every birthday, or whether we've hit a personal rock bottom or feel like we're just sick of our own bullshit, then we totally fail to progress our life forward if that goal isn't achieved. Now, I'm not saying that goals are totally pointless. Goal setting allows us to look into the future so we can identify what it is we want to achieve or where it is we want to go on our keto journey, then create an action plan we believe will allow us to get there. The problem is goals alone can often leave us feeling empty inside. So consider this. If you do achieve your goal to, say, lose 20 pounds this year, you will feel wonderful and accomplished. You will ride that wave of joyful emotion for a few days or maybe a week. But then reality will sink in and you'll wonder, what do I do now? We have this illusion that once we make it, achieve our goal, reach our destination, that we'll finally reach lasting happiness. But the reality is, even when we achieve our goal, once those good feelings wear off, we compulsively create new ones because it's still not enough and it leaves us feeling unfulfilled. And what if we don't reach our goals? We certainly feel like a failure and that leaves us feeling empty inside too. That's because traditional goal setting is an outward driven exercise. It's designed to assign happiness and fulfillment to the final outcome only. As I mentioned, goal setting can be a useful tool to help you move forward. But before we set any goals, we should first consider setting our intention. Intentions are focused in each present moment. They are lived each day, independent of achieving our goals or our destination. Intentions are about your relationship to yourself and others. So while a goal will be accomplished sometime in the future, an intention is a state of being that can start the moment you decide to make it happen. So here's a metaphor that may help illustrate the distinction between the two. Say you're going hiking in the mountains with spectacular views. Our goal maybe to hike to the top of the mountain to see the extraordinary view from the summit. It's a great goal that gets us motivated, it gets us excited, it moves us into action to set a date that we're gonna do this hike. But before we set out on this hike, we set the intention to be present to the sights and beauties in the nature around us as we make our way along the trail. So we're hiking along and truly appreciating and absorbing the beauty that surrounds us with all the twists and turns along our way when suddenly fog starts rolling in. The fog gets so thick that it becomes unsafe and unclear for us to go all the way to reach the summit. So we turn back down, we go down the mountain, and we make our way home. Now, if we just focused on our goal of reaching the summit, reaching the very top to see the view, we would feel disappointed by that because we didn't accomplish it. We would feel discouraged or victimized by not reaching that goal. But because we set the intention of being fully present and to soak in the beauty available to us with each passing step, we can return home feeling content and happy and at peace and satisfied that we fulfilled our intention. Focusing on our intentions doesn't mean we have to give up on our goals, but by setting intentions first, we shift into a place where we can enjoy the process of our keto journey just as much as the destination. If we don't lead with an inner intention driving us forward to who we want to be, we will be victim to only feeling validated or enough by our external results. And the truth is, you don't know if you'll be happier once you've lost the weight. We assume we will. But if we only use the external outcome of weight loss as our only measure of success, we are denying ourselves the opportunity of happiness along the way. Because we have this conditioning around setting goals, we can actually use that to our advantage in creating a deeper intention instead. And I'm going to walk you through a simple process right now. So step one is to think of a big goal you'd like to accomplish this year. Now for step two, imagine you have just crushed this goal, knocked it right out of the park. You've crossed the finish line and reached your destination. How do you feel? Really visualize this and allow those feelings to surface. And step three is to allow that main feeling that comes to mind to become your intention. So complete this sentence. My intention is to be/feel blank. A total bonus step is to create an affirmation using your intention to help guide you throughout the year. I am blank. Insert your intention here. Once we've created an intention and really looked at this deeper desire of who we want to be, this becomes a magnet that guides your compass. It's what you fall back on when you feel lost, uncertain, and searching for the aligned energy to get you back on track towards your goals. You could even just hold one word as your overall intention or theme for the year ahead by answering, what do you want your ultimate purpose to be this year? When we set an intention first, it ensures that goals you've been working towards truly align with who you want to become and where you want to take your life. It's transforming a personal struggle into a positive intent. If there's some aspect of your keto journey that you've been neglecting for a while, but deep down you know addressing it will propel you forward, then setting an intention is a great first step in that right direction. So that as the year unfolds and life's challenges arise, you can take a moment to ask yourself, does this align with my intention? And that answer can help guide you on how to proceed. When you consider your intention daily, it acts as a reminder of how you want to feel and who you want to become. It gives you a deeper purpose and fills you with inspiration and motivation and energy to align your actions with it. It raises your emotional energy, which in turn raises your physical energy. And as the year comes to an end, I can promise you, living in alignment with intention and honestly embodying it through your actions will allow you more happiness and fulfillment than the outcome of a goal ever can. I have personally walked through this exercise myself, and I'm happy to share my intention with you for the next year, which is embodied by one word, and that word is trust. I am entering the new year with the intention of trust, and that will help allow me to align my actions towards my goals, using that as the bright guiding light. When I really lean into the idea of trust, what comes up for me is trusting in myself, trusting in my capabilities, trusting in the universe, trusting that everything works out in the way it's meant to, trusting the process, trusting the timing of my life. So as I create goals throughout the year and create all of the action steps that I need to take to reach that goal, I will now be checking in with myself to ensure that I am following this intention of trust above all else. Instead of just checking the boxes off the to-do lists, I will be checking in with myself to ensure that on an energetic level, I am aligning with trust and what I trust in myself and what I trust the universe is telling me. So I am curious to know what your one word intention is for the next year. You can DM me on Instagram anytime, send me an email. I'll link everything up in the show notes. And I really would encourage you to try this practice out. And before we set any goals for the new year, let's set an intention first.
Before you go, I'd love to invite you to check out all my free keto resources and recipes. Simply go to theketosuccesscoach.com, click on free stuff, and download any resource you feel will help you on your keto journey. Enjoy!